रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद से रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय प्रति ए नमः. किष्किंधाकांड चैप्टर नंबर 53, द डिस्पेयर ऑफ द मंकीज. रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Being thus addressed by the ascetic with auspicious words, clothed in piety, Anjaneya said, Thou alone, the knower of all virtues, we have sought as refuge. The time allowed for us by King Sugriva has elapsed in this cave while we wandered. Hence, it is your responsibility to get us out of this dreadful cave. For having violated the words of Sugriva, we stand to lose our lives. Hence, it is your foremost duty to protect us from Sugriva's wrath. O virtuous one, a great task remains yet to be accomplished by us. Being spoken thus by Hanuman, the ascetic woman said, I think that it is quite impossible, but I will take you all out by means of the greatness of my penance acquired righteously. You all close your eyes. It is impossible to take you all out with your eyes open. They had their eyes closed with their delicate fingers. In a moment, they were taken out of the cave. Then the virtuous ascetic woman spoke the following words of consolation to the monkeys taken out of their terrible cave. This is the Vindhya mountain, abound with different kinds of trees. This is the Prasravana mountain. Here is the great ocean, O foremost of monkeys. May all well be with you. I am going home. Then Swayamprabha re-entered the cave. Then they beheld the mighty ocean, the abode of Varuna, quite extensive, roaring and surging with dreadful billows. While they were searching in the mountain fortress set up by the witchcraft of Maya, the 1 month period allowed by the king had been exceeded. Then they sat at the foothill abounding with flower trees and began to reflect. Noticing the trees laden with flowering creepers, they inferred the advent of spring and were gripped by fear and doubts. Pointing out to one another the advent of spring and having failed to accomplish the task within the stipulated time, they fell down on the ground. Then Angada, the wise crown prince, with shoulder like the lion or bull, with long and stout arms, addressed these endearing words to those old monkeys practicing good conduct. We all left on the command of the king of monkeys. Don't you know that a month had elapsed while we were in the cave? It was in the month of Ashvayuk that we left with a stipulated time limit. That limit has been exceeded. What do we do further now? You are well versed in statecraft. You are always bent on the welfare of the master. You are capable of accomplishing all that you undertake. Your exploits are all well known in all the quarters. Being directed by the king, you have set out with me. There is no doubt that we have to die now that we haven't accomplished our task. How could one live happily unless he had carried out the orders of the king? As the time limit fixed by Sugriva has been exceeded, we all have no option but to fast unto death. Sugriva by nature is ruthless and is now established as our lord. He will not forgive us if we go back to him after this violation. If we return without any news about Sita, he is certain to kill us. Then it is most appropriate for us to fast unto death here itself now, discarding our wives, sons, wealth, and abodes. Certainly the king would put us to death if we return. It is far better to die here than to die at his hands. It is not the king that had made me a crown prince. I have been anointed by King Rama of flawless deeds. He who was my sworn enemy once would certainly punish me to death for this violation. Why should I be the cause of affliction to my friends and well-wishers by being witnesses to my death? Hence, I discard my life here itself at the sacred shore of the ocean. Having heard the words of the crown prince, all the monkeys spoke these kind words. By nature, Sugriva is hard-hearted and Raghava is attached to his wife. There is no doubt that he would slay us in order to please Rama for not having accomplished the task after violation of the time limit if we return to him without finding Sita. It is not proper for those who violate the commands of the master to return to him. Either we will search for Sita and carry the news about her, or Daishir itself. Having heard the frightened monkeys, Tara said, Enough of your grief. We will enter the cave and dwell therein if you all desire. This inaccessible place abounds with trees, water, and edibles, set up by witchcraft, is safe and secure for us. We will not have any fear from either Indra, Raghava, or even the king of the monkeys. On hearing these words, reinforcing Angada's words, all the monkeys placed their faith in them and appealed, Do something quickly so that we may not be punished. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabhye Chakravarti Dharnurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.